All today.
As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you at freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, there is an update on the Abraham Cherix situation. He's the young man, 16 years old, wanted to go with an alternative therapy. A judge ordered him into chemotherapy. We'll give you the latest. But actually, what I want to start things out with tonight is a continuation. Not something we normally do on Free Talk Live, but I just thought this article was so great that it deserved to be continued. It's Jacob Hornberger's The Trouble with Conservatives. Now, if you were listening to the Saturday Night Show, you knew you know that we got started on this. In fact, we got through it, well, we're well over halfway through. We got through the public schooling segment, and then the phones just blew up on that issue. So we're going to continue The Trouble with Conservatives. Just to recap, essentially, Mr. Hornberger points out that conservatives, their problem is that they fail to live the principles of freedom that they expound. They talk a great game about less government mm-hmm. and free That's, markets.
It's the reason I believed in the Republican Party for so long. All I knew was that was the way things should be done. But they don't do it. They just
talk about it.
Yeah, it's just lip service. Yeah. Lip service to economic freedom and that kind of thing.
And to anybody who's just tuning in, don't think we're being fair. Last week we also read The Trouble with Liberals, okay? So that we've already been through. So now we're exploring The Trouble with Conservatives. Continuing with the welfare state. So it's not simply in the area of drug laws and education that conservatives support governmental regulation and welfare. Long ago, conservatives threw their support behind virtually the entire gamut of social welfare programs that came into existence after the Franklin Roosevelt socioeconomic revolution. Consider Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, core elements of the welfare state. A genuine free market in retirement and health care would entail everyone's keeping his or her own money and then deciding for himself how to use it. Saving, investing, spending, donating, etc. Yet the best that the conservative think tanks and foundations can do is advocate some type of reform plan, such as Social Security IRAs or medical IRAs, which are sold to their supporters as the public as so-called free enterprise approaches to the healthcare crisis. In fact, one of the distinguishing characteristics of conservative organizations is their common use of the word reform. The Heritage Foundation and other conservative organizations are notorious for calling for reform of social welfare programs rather than their elimination, which of course provides the opportunity for more studies and analysis to be made of the reforms, which then inevitably produce calls for more reforms. So the question arises, why do conservative organizations maintain mission statements that are contradictory to their actual government policies that they support? Wouldn't it be more honest, for example, if the Heritage Foundation and other so-called think tanks and organizations changed their mission statements to something like the following? To conserve and reform the socialistic welfare state using the principles of efficient government regulation and welfare. Wouldn't those words more accurately describe what the Heritage and other conservative organizations actually stand for? These are people that get these conservative politicians get elected based on the free market doublespeak. They get elected based on talking about smaller government, less taxes. And you would think that if this is what people want, and I believe it is what people want, I believe people want less government in their lives. I've yet to meet... There's very few people out there that actually will claim to want more government in their lives. Don't you think, Mark? I mean, there's very few. Socialist of socialists.
The people who want more government in their lives generally want a check from the government in some manner or another. You know, if you think about it, there's a whole class of people out there that's, you know, been taught that it's possible to get checks from the government, and I'd like to get one or more than one, and I'd like it to be more money.
I guess my question is, why, if you talk the talk, why water down what you're calling for? I mean, if you're calling for less government and less taxes, why are you watering down what the people, your message, as opposed to coming out and saying what it is that people really want? We want to get rid of welfare. Why is it that you're going with this sort of incrementalist style approach? Is it just because everyone, is it because everybody who's running for office truly believes that Americans want welfare? Is it because that they all truly believe that we want to have this big government?
I think that, yeah, there's varying degrees of people that want welfare. You know, there's people that believe that if you're, you know, stuck in a wheelchair and you're drooling on yourself, that there's no way that you can provide for yourself. So there must be welfare for those people because they truly can't make it.
But do conservatives think that way?
Yes, I think that some
they've all been brainwashed.
I think that some of them do. Yes.
They've all been brainwashed then into this welfare state mentality.
Sure, because what happens is somebody, you know, it seems like welfare seems like a good idea to some extent. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist.
But it doesn't seem like a good idea.
On the surface,
you mean helping people seems like a good idea, but helping people at the cost of harming others? No. That doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
I agree. I understand why it is that you disagree with welfare, and I disagree with it for the very same reasons. But obviously, we have it.
I mean, is it hard to get that? Is it difficult to understand the simple principle that we're talking about here? Not harming others? Do no harm?
Yes, but, you know, I mean, people thought it was a good idea, but otherwise it wouldn't exist. There's no government program where they where everyone's voted to have their hand hit with a hammer. That would be a bad government program.
Yeah.
Now, essentially, they have voted to have guns stuck in our faces and, you know, money demanded from us in order to pay the salaries of middle-class bureaucrats who then dole out money
to... That's mostly what welfare is.
Then dole out the money to the poor, the crippled, and the underprivileged.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number here. Continuing on, if you've got comments. Foreign policy. Domestic policy is not the only troubling area for conservatives. Foreign policy provides an equally good example of where conservative policies just don't match the principles that they expound. Consider, for example, the phrase, strong national defense, used by many conservatives. What they mean by that is not a military size to defend the United States from foreign invasion, which today is a virtually non-existent possibility. What they mean instead is the maintenance of a foreign overseas military empire, in which U.S. troops are stationed all over the world, and as we pointed out many times, in over 700 military bases, over 130 different sovereign nations around the world. They're stationed there to maintain international order. Moreover, as we've learned since 9/11, conservatives support the president's wielding omnipotent power in foreign affairs, that is, power unconstrained by law, to do whatever he deems is necessary to win the war on terrorism. Such power includes kidnapping, assassination, bombing, torture, rendition, spying on citizens, and not brooking federal court interference with the treatment of prisoners, including American prisoners. That's limited government? Consider the omnipotent power that the president now wields to send the entire nation into war against countries that have never attacked the United States. Even if it entails killing tens of thousands of innocent people in the process, the president no longer feels any need to first secure a congressional declaration of war, as the Constitution requires. He now wields the omnipotent power to wage wars of aggression, wars that were punished as a war crime by the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal. That's national defense? Wouldn't it be more honest if conservative organizations changed their mission statements with respect to foreign policy to read something like this? To formulate and promote conservative public policies based on the principles of empire and wars of aggression. After all, that's effectively what the noted conservative Max Boot has now done. Unlike other conservatives, Boot no longer operates under the false pretense that America is a limited government republic. He now openly and truthfully declares that America is an empire and that the world should simply get used to it.
Wow.
Personal
nice.
Responsibility. Another problem with conservatives, however, is they hardly ever accept individual responsibility for the consequences of the public policies that they advocate, even though they often preach the importance of individual responsibility as part of the principles they expound. Like liberals, they wish to be judged by their good intentions and not by the actual results of their policies. For instance, have you ever heard a conservative declare, "We're sorry for all the bad things we've wrought with our drug war, including gang warfare, convenience store murders, muggings, robberies, and governmental corruption"? Have you ever heard them declare, "We're sorry about all the young people whose minds have been damaged and whose lives have been destroyed by our system of coerced state schooling"? Or, "We are sorry for all the terrorism and the assaults on civil liberties that such terrorism has produced that has resulted from our pro-empire, pro-war foreign policy"? Indeed, Given the growing debacle in Iraq, conservatives are becoming increasingly reluctant to remind people of their ardent support of the U.S. government actions to oust Saddam Hussein from power. And speaking of Saddam, I think you've got something from overseas. We'll get into that.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Tuesday edition. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. It's free. Updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, our whole website is free. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the trouble with conservatives. Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation is outlining a few issues where conservatives just out and out lie about. I mean, they just come out, they love to talk about freedom and liberty and less taxes and smaller government, but when it comes down to time to actually do something about it, they do nothing. In fact, they do the opposite. They make government bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive than it has ever been, just as liberals do. Except the funny thing is, the liberals are the ones that are just openly crying for more government. They'll tell you to your face they want more government, but the conservatives, well, we want less government. We want less.
It's one of their platforms, but if you listen to their individual politicians, you know, they're sort of, you know, they talk about this program and that program. It's essentially a smaller government except situation.
Except quite a few things, apparently.
Yeah.
So Jacob Hornberger just outlining a few different areas. The last one was foreign policy, of course. It seems that conservatives these days are all for just warmongering and invading countries, sovereign nations that had never attacked the United States. In fact, Mark, let's sidetrack here for a moment, since we're talking about invasions. And he mentioned Saddam Hussein, for instance, given the growing debacle in Iraq, conservatives are becoming increasingly reluctant to remind people of their ardent support of U.S. government actions to oust Saddam Hussein from power, including the sanctions on Iraq, which became a prime motivation for the World Trade Center attacks in 1993 and 2001, and President Bush's invasion of Iraq in 2003.
The sanctions on Iraq were a prime motivation for what? Which attacks?
He says the World Trade Center attacks in 93 and 2001.
He's connecting somehow the sanctions with in Iraq to these attacks?
I'm presuming perhaps perhaps it was in one of Osama's speeches where he mentioned the fact that the United States was killing people through their sanctions. I don't know.
Huh.
One of the reasons why Osama claimed responsibility was because he was tired of seeing his fellow people there in the Middle East hurt, harmed by the United States. So that's what I'm presuming the connection is.
Okay. I just never saw any connection between 9/11 and Iraq, but there you go.
Well, the connection was people were being killed by the United States.
And certainly in the Middle East.
Yeah.
It was
a response to foreign
intervention. It's a tumultuous place, and if you go in there and you want to maintain order, you're going to create order, you're going to have to kill people. But we shouldn't be over there trying to create order.
No, it's not our business.
None of our business. And France didn't come over here and fight the Revolutionary War and then hand us a new nation. We fought for it on our own. And we begged France for some help, and we got a bit of it. But
now, weapons of mass destruction, of course, was one of the original claims as to why we went into Iraq. As though that was a legitimate reason, and it's not. Because there's plenty of nations around the world with so-called weapons of mass destruction.
Sure. Pakistan, there was just a news story today. Pakistan is building a new reactor-type thing that's going to allow them to churn out enough, I don't know, uranium.
But that's okay.
To produce 50 big bombs a year.
Is that okay with the United States?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
All about that.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. All right, you know, whereas if Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, you know, they found some things over there, like, oh, we found some 15-year-old sarin gas. It's inert and everything, but the bottle says sarin gas.
It's proof.
And they had weapons of mass destruction.
Worth it.
It was from
$400 billion.
Their war with Iran over there, where they, you know, everybody knows they were using it.
Right.
So anyway, 50% of U.S. Says that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. This is a poll.
This is new? Fresh?
Yeah, fresh. The Washington Times by Jennifer Harper, released July the 25th, 2006. It doesn't get much fresher than that.
Wow.
Half of Americans now say Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when the United States invaded the country in 2003. That's up from 36% believed it last year. So the numbers kind of dipped last year, and now it's back going up.
I thought it was going to say that it was down from 80% or something like that because people realized it was a scam and a hoax. You're telling me that now more people believe the lie even after it's been disproven?
Well, they did find another little bit of old biological or old chemical weapons stuff this year, and But, you know, I mean, my question is this. If you find a used motor oil waste station, can you call that a chemical weapon?
I don't think so.
I'm not saying that's what they did, but I think we all believe that the weapons of mass destruction, let's not call anything over there a weapon of mass destruction unless it was, you know, produced, unless the expiration date hasn't gone on it, okay?
What I don't understand is why don't they just plant something? Why don't they just plant a weapon of mass destruction and then make a big old ceremony about finding it? Ah, look, our troops uncovered this weapon of mass destruction here in the middle of the desert.
Ignore the stars and stripes on it.
Well, the other ones probably have stars and stripes on them, too. Because we gave them the money, we gave them the weapons back in the day.
It's true. The other thing I always thought was interesting is we told Hans Blicht yeah. from the UN, no, you can't come in and inspect after we invade. No, there'll be no inspecting by the UN. Mm-hmm. We'll find the weapons of mass destruction. Which always meant to me, well, that means that they really expected to find something. They really expected to go in there and find something, because otherwise, if you would have just let old Hans go in and look for him, it'd be like, oh, we didn't find anything. Well, you're incompetent, that's why. The weapon, I mean, we could have blamed it on the UN, and mm-hmm. Republicans love to blame things on the UN. I love to blame things on the UN, so...
But apparently they didn't need to plant it, because 50% of Americans still believe the lie.
Apparently. This is a Harris poll. Pollsters deem the increase both substantial and surprising in light of persistent press reports to the contrary in recent years. The survey did not speculate on what the causes caused the shift in opinion, which supports President Bush's original rationale for going to war. Respondents were questioned in early July after the release of a Defense Department intelligence report that revealed coalition forces recovered 500 aging chemical weapons containing mustard or sarin gas and nerve gas in Iraq. Filled and unfilled pre-Gulf War chemical munitions are assessed to still exist, said Senator Rick Santorum, Pennsylvania Republican, during a June 21 press conference detailing the newly declassified information.
Well, you know, I don't care if they had truckloads full of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It doesn't justify using the United States military to invade a sovereign nation. In fact, if they had had the weapons of mass destruction and they had had them at the ready and they had, you know, were ready to use them but decided to shove them out of the country instead, why wouldn't they have used them on the troops? I mean, if you're Saddam Hussein and it's your final hours and you've got weapons of mass destruction at your disposal and there's American troops advancing on Baghdad, why not just hit the button and kill some troops and, you know, at least do something on the way out?
And Americans didn't invade Iraq to get rid of sarin gas. We invaded Iraq because of nuclear weapons. We believed that they had yellow cake and were going to produce nuclear weapons. That was the reason Americans supported it, and there hasn't been anything like that.
So Americans are still totally clueless, according to this poll. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Absolutely. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Spending your gas money at a different kind of pump may be a chemistry experiment that'll really bang your buck. When I come back, I'll whisper my secret formula.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The formula for prolonging the life of tires could be found in the periodic table. Actually, it is in nitrogen. Filling tires with pure nitrogen versus oxygen-rich compressed air may have advantages. Since oxygen promotes rubber breakdown, tires pumped with nitrogen should last longer. Also, nitrogen permeates rubber at a lower rate, so tires lose pressure at a slower rate. And nitrogen's dispensed from clean and dry cylinders, which reduce the intake of dirt and moisture, tire snakes in the grass, or in this case, snakes in the gas, as they cause internal degradation. So experiment with nitrogen. It's a gas, gas, gas. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves with a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And as always, anything goes. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. And you'll find that there's over 700 pages of unique content created by you, the listeners. That's why I say it's unique. I mean, you made it. In fact, you can go in there and start an account for yourself. It's free, of course. And then you can edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. You can add to it. You can delete from it, but so can everyone else. So see what I mean by going to the wiki and explore it. Wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you had a Harris poll that you were sharing some numbers from before. Actually, the only number you'd shared so far was that 50% of Americans, just Americans, not American voters, but 50% of Americans believe that we found
weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, believe that we have found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
And they're right and they're wrong.
They're right in that we found some really old, decrepit stuff.
We certainly found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and I think
from circa 1988 or something.
Something like that. Stuff we sold them. Sarin gas that we sold them.
Right.
I'm certain that we would never claim to have done that, but there's been speculation that that's the case.
What do you mean speculation? There's a photograph of Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein.
Yes, I think but he doesn't have sarin gas in his back pocket.
No, I think it's common knowledge, though, that we sold them weapons. Whether
Certainly.
Or not it was sarin, I don't know.
Well, we shouldn't be producing sarin anyway.
Because they were fighting off the big bad Russians, weren't they, at one point?
Well, the Iranians being backed by the Russians.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yes, it's there, but really we invaded Iraq because of Yellowcake and the belief that they were making nuclear weapons, and there's been no evidence at all anywhere that they were.
Okay.
None. Anyway, well,
let's get some more statistics.
From the Washington Times, meanwhile, the Harris poll offers some positive feedback on Iraq. I'm not so sure it's positive feedback.
Okay.
72% of respondents said the Iraq people are better off now than under Saddam Hussein's regime.
Now, what would the Iraqi people have to say on that question?
I don't know what they would say. I would be very interested.
Because whatever the American people say...
Who cares?
Say, yeah, whatever the American people say, doesn't matter.
No.
You don't know squat.
But I guess the idea is to see, what do we think about the reasons that we went in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make life better on the Iraqi people.
Right.
Well, please, I didn't want to go in for that reason.
Yeah, life's a lot better when your mom is dead, and your dad is dead, and your brothers and sisters are dead, too. That's great.
Numbers upwards of 100,000 civilians have been killed in this.
Right. Life's great when your children... when you are outliving your children.
I don't know how many of those people would have died anyway if
under Saddam.
I mean, you know, there was supposedly...
I don't think he was offing that many thousands
I don't think
year.
So either. I mean,
right.
You know, if these torture rooms they're talking about... No one's ever shown me a picture of one of them, by the way. And these rape rooms that... what were his son's names? Kufi and Tutu?
Something like that.
Something
yeah.
like that. You know, that Kufi and Tutu were raping gals in. 100,000 people? 100,000
no.
civilians? God. Anyway, 72% of respondents said that Iraqi people are now better off under Saddam Hussein's regime. It's similar to a figure of 2004 where it stood at 76%.
Hmm.
64% say that Saddam Hussein had strong links with Al-Qaeda, up from 62% in October 2004.
Wow, wrong.
I mean, really? Where's the evidence for that?
Just George Bush. That's the evidence.
Yeah.
He just says it over and over again. If I say it enough times, it'll be catapulting the propaganda. He knows what he's doing.
Mm.
He may look like a buffoon.
55% say that history will give U.S. credit for bringing freedom and democracy to Iraq.
Depends on who writes the history, I suppose.
I suppose it does.
I don't know what the Iraqi historians will say about it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it depends on whether... You know, this government that we've managed to set up there takes root or not.
History says all kinds of terrible things, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the greatest president we'd ever had. You know, according to history books, he's a wonderful guy, and so is Abraham Lincoln. But in fact, those are two of the worst presidents we've ever had. So you can just chuck your history books. Useless.
Although the response is tepid, American confidence in Iraqis has improved. 37% said Iraq
confidence
would...
Confidence in Iraqis?
Right. It's, you know, our confidence in them.
To do what?
37% said they would succeed in creating a stable democracy, up 5 points since November. Americans remain in touch with the realities of Iraq. 61% said conflict has motivated more Islamic terrorists to attack the U.S. Wait a minute, have we been attacked?
They're motivated.
That. Yes, they're motivated.
They're getting to it
these days. A number that has remained virtually unchanged since 2004. An additional 41% say the war has reduced the threat of another major terrorist attack in the United States. That's the other people.
41% say
yes.
That. Okay. So the rest of them...
There's 2% of these people that said, yes, it has motivated more Islamic terrorists to attack the U.S., but we're still more protected. What?
Wow.
It just shows the inanity in these polls.
They don't think about it.
Yeah. The financial burden of the war may be less keenly felt. The poll said that 56% said spending huge amounts for ongoing military efforts in Iraq mean less funds are available to protect Americans at home. The figure was 62% last year, but 51% in 2004. So it's kind of up, down,
Okay.
Yeah. Has the war earned respect for the U.S. overseas? 68% said no, the same as last year. Well, and the other 32%, buttheads, because vast majority. I've heard England people talking crap about Bush from this.
Sure,
they know it's not us, that it's him. But
right.
I would say the vast majority of countries.
It still makes us look bad.
Absolutely does.
The people in other countries, they know it's not everyone in America, but they also know that if Americans were mostly thinking the way that they did, and that this is embarrassing, this is bad, we shouldn't be there, then something could be done about it. Then we'd do something about it. We'd take to the streets. There'd be mass civil disobedience. There'd be people standing up and saying, no, we've had enough of this imperialism. Stop it. We're not paying our taxes. We're not cooperating with you anymore. You, as a government, are through. We could do it if we wanted to, but we're all too lazy. We're all too happy with our cell phones and our television and our entertainment and our internet and everything else that we can do with our time. Why bother uprising? Why bother overthrowing the government? Why bother abolishing this government? Why bother? We're obviously content enough with what's going on. As much and as vehemently as some people in America disagree with it, most people in America, okie dokie, no problem.
It's generally the way with people all over the world. I mean, it's not
apathy, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look at the Iraqis. I mean, if they really wanted to oppose us, if the Shiites that want us out of there, or the Sunnis that want us out of there, because they do both want us out of there for whatever reasons that they have, if they all just took to the streets and said, you know, America, go home, and, you know, pitchforks and the whole deal.
Sure.
Wow. Our 127,000 troops, first thing smoking. Because it would just be too dangerous.
Good point.
We'd lose so many people.
But they would lose more people, too, as well.
Oh, yeah. People would die.
And it's the same. I guess it's the same thing that people are scared of here.
Well, you know, the fact, well,
they don't want to step forward because they don't want to go to jail. They don't want to be killed.
There'll be a few Kent State sort of situations here if all the Americans took to the street about the Iraq war. But it would be nothing like it would be in
that's
the
what I'm saying. Yeah, in Iraq, the women and children that would be taken to the streets would suffer some severe loss.
Mm.
Do you have more stats? Or are we done with that?
But no, that it just I wanted to mention the some of the end tabs here. The poll of 1,020 adults was conducted from July 5th to the 11th, and the margin of error was 3%.
Okay. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just the final thoughts from Jacob Hornberger, jumping back into the problem with conservatives, the trouble with conservatives. Federal spending is a final issue he addresses. He says, moreover, when one adds up all of the costs of all of the programs, both domestic and foreign, that conservatives support, including Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, subsidies, foreign aid, the drug war, the war on terrorism, war in Iraq, it's not difficult to see why federal spending is now totally out of control, which every conservative knows in his heart constitutes a grave threat to the financial and monetary well-being of the American people. Nevertheless, while conservatives continue to rail against big government and big spending, they simply ignore that it's the sum total of public policies they're supporting, both foreign and domestic, that's producing the big government and big spending they're railing against. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of big government, there was a big government judge recently that ordered a 16-year-old boy to go into chemotherapy against his wishes and against his parents' wishes. There's a little bit of good news in the case. We'll share it with you coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. What do we ask in return? Don't you shop with us? We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yeah, that's right, the world's largest internet retailer. In fact, I just saw something online today. I don't know if this is official yet. I know that on the way, Amazon is planning on doing like a movie download service. That sounds really cool. So where you don't have to get the DVDs in the mail anymore, you just go rent them from Amazon.
How do you watch it on your television?
That would take a little bit of effort.
Okay.
Yeah. But
many people watch movies on their computers.
On their computers, absolutely. I think it's a cool service. So always expanding their categories, but as is, they got everything from DVDs to books to office supplies and more. Our agreement with them is that if you shop through our website, we get a percentage of your sale. So what you do is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and that's how you enter their site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Order whatever you need to. Have it delivered straight to your door, most of it with free Super Saver shipping. And we'll get a percentage. Sweet deal. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, here's the latest on Abraham Cherix. We brought you his case over about the past month or so from HamptonRoads.com. A 16-year-old Chincoteague boy with Hodgkin's disease was given a reprieve this afternoon.
Is that a type of American Indian?
I don't know.
Okay.
Was given a reprieve this afternoon from the cancer treatments he doesn't want. Accomack County Circuit Court Judge Glenn Tyler suspended lower court orders that the parents of Abraham Cherix report to Children's Hospital and give their consent to whatever treatment the hospital deemed was necessary. So this was the decision that was made, I think it was at the end of last week when that came down. Abraham wants to continue an alternative treatment called the Hoxie method, which consists of herbal supplements and an organic diet. He's been using the method since visiting a clinic that administers the treatment in Tijuana, Mexico, back in March. The type of cancer Abraham has is highly treatable in early stages. Abraham had court-ordered x-rays in June. He had a follow-up exam with doctors at the Biomedical Center in Mexico where he's receiving the Hoxie treatment. Both exams show that his tumors, one in his neck and one near his windpipe, had grown since February. So it doesn't sound like a very good situation for Mr. Cherix. But nonetheless, he wants to follow the treatment path that he wants to follow.
It's his neck.
And not only is it his neck, he is an underage individual. He's 16 years old, so technically his parents also come into play here. And his parents also agree that he should follow this alternative treatment. So whether you and I mean, I don't know what you think about this stuff, Mark. Personally, I think that in this case, I don't know. It's untested. It's questionable. It sounds risky.
Yeah,
But chemo's not so great either, right?
Chemo stinks, certainly, as I would take it because I wouldn't want to have cancer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would probably try all kinds of holistic herbal remedies while I was doing it. I mean, I would take it on as best I could as a full-time job. I would be very serious about defeating cancer.
Sure.
But I would definitely go the way of
chemo?
Regular science. Chemo, I don't know, radiation's a heck of a lot better than chemo.
Well, the case has drawn sharply divided opinions nationwide, with some maintaining the government has no right to interfere in a family's health choices, as I do, and others believing that Abraham needs to resume chemotherapy to save his life. Well, that's fine. You can believe that if you want to. The problem is when the government demands it. The problem is when the government issues a diktat saying that you must follow our orders and get the chemotherapy. I mean, that's what the government's saying here. That's what the judge had ruled. Thankfully, this other judge has overridden this, but it's not over because Virginia Attorney General Robert McDonnell has filed a brief now in juvenile court requesting that the order be blocked pending an appeal. So it's going back and forth. New trial's now been set for the middle of August. A lawyer for Abraham and his parents argued that if the lower court order was allowed to stand, any further legal appeals would be moot. He says, quote, once those doctors take control of Abraham, then the game's over in terms of their appeal that they're entitled to by statute. Because if they've already administered the treatment, as according to the court order, then what good's the appeal going to do? Right?
Nothing?
Nothing. Abraham's parents embraced Tyler, as Tyler lifted the order. Tyler, by the way, this is an interesting point. He also ended joint custody of Abraham between his parents and the Accomack County Department of Social Services. So that's actually really good news. The fact that before, the government had essentially stolen custody of this boy, at 50% of it,
mm-hmm.
had stolen a big chunk of custody from his parents. That's how they were getting the ability to decide his medical provisions. And so the judge has rescinded that as well. So now his parents are back in control.
Then they should do what Johnson suggested, which is emancipate the boy immediately so that he can make his own medical decisions.
That's a great idea. Carl Bundick, an attorney for the Department of Bureaucrats, told the judge that the department would not object to a suspension of that order, provided that a new trial would take place quickly.
No problem.
He says
he's emancipated.
He says, what the department is interested in is this young man being cured of cancer.
The department doesn't give a damn about the guy and his cancer. They just want to control people's lives.
Do you think?
I don't know.
These are a bunch of do-gooders. They believe they're doing the right thing. They believe they're using their power.
It's just a belief, though.
Okay. They believe they're using their power to influence this boy's life in a positive fashion. They believe that he's on the wrong track. They believe that he's chosen the wrong medicine and that they can save him. They want to save him, Mark. That's what this is about. It's using the power of the state to do good. Isn't this why we have a state? Isn't this why we have a government? To protect us from making bad choices for ourselves?
What if the chemo kills him?
Well, they won't have any accountability for that.
No, there won't be any accountability at all.
Right.
It's not their damn business.
But at least then they could say they did the right thing.
No, they didn't.
Isn't
if they killed him with
government?
The chemo, they did not do the right thing.
Wait a minute. I thought government was here to protect life, property, and the ability to live your life how you want.
Well,
the pursuit of property...
Whatever.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of
it doesn't really matter what. It's just a mistake.
They're trying to protect life,
no,
Mark.
They're making a big mistake.
But this is what you want. You want government to protect. You've said this before on this show that you want government to protect you.
I don't want them to protect me in this manner. When I say,
but what if you're just delusional and making the wrong choices in your life?
So what?
What if you're taking drugs?
Sorry.
What if you're drinking at night?
Sorry. All those things. I do drink some nights.
Yeah.
All those things are just decisions that people are making with their bodies.
But you're making the wrong decision.
Well, you know, what if
you're even a smoker.
What if I decide
you
that
I smoke cigars.
I want to go into my laundry room and I want to drink that whole thing of Spick and Span or Ajax or
you
whatever
be
it is.
Stopped. You're going to hurt yourself.
How are they going to stop me?
Cameras.
Right.
Cameras in the laundry room.
I need to be chipped.
We're not far. I mean, we really aren't far from this tremendous nanny state. You've got the government in, I don't even know what state this is in, where this young man is, the Virginian pilot, I guess. You've got the government telling parents that they can't make decisions for their children in America. We reported, I think it was last week, that the government in Great Britain is now creating a children's database where government agents, teachers, that sort of thing, social workers, will be making entries about your child in a database, a massive database to cover every single child in Great Britain as far as if they're eating enough vegetables and if they're going to school on time and
disturbing.
What their grades are like and all kinds of interesting little factors. So it's happening here and it's happening over there. I mean, how far are we? If the government, let's say, we know the Attorney General is appealing, right? So the state's going to appeal this decision. Let's say the Virginia Supreme Court decides that the Department of Bureaucrats is correct and they should have control of this boy's life. That's going to set a really disturbing precedent.
Yes.
It's going to allow for more of this abuse in the future. And then how far are we away from the government being able to step in on an adult's life? Because this is a 16-year-old. How far are we away from the government being able to say, no, you can't make those decisions for yourself?
They're already making the decisions when it comes to euthanasia. I can't decide that I'm in too much pain, that my life is, my life's over. I've lived the life that I want to live, and the way that I'm living now, racked by pain.
It's unacceptable to you.
Barely able to function, unconscious, essing and peeing myself and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to live that way anymore.
Government says you have to live that way.
I have to live that way.
Yeah, that's true. And also, the government is saying, as far as the FDA is concerned, what you can and can't take. There's a lot of things that they've just rejected off the market, a lot of treatments that aren't available. Note that this young man is going to Mexico to retrieve to take this alternative treatment. So that's a big commitment for his part.
And he's clearly doing what it takes to treat himself. I mean, it's not like he's being left untreated.
So he can't get this treatment, presumably, here in the United States. So once again, the FDA cutting out your options. It's all this nanny state mentality. In fact, I've got a story from Chicago tonight, and this has been something that's been brewing in Chicago, and it's still going on. It hasn't happened yet, but they're talking about passing a ban on trans fat, this stuff that they cook food in. They're talking about preventing fast food restaurants from using trans fat to cook their food. Nanny state.
Totally.
Government knows best. You should not be able to make decisions for yourself. What do you think you are? What do you think? You're a grown-up?
That's why they should have never made the food pyramid in the first place.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is on the way. You, as always, can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you